Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning in the Blog Talk Radio studios. Jeff Ward's back in the saddle again for another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. We will get to all of the big home runs and big nights in the MLB. But as you know, the tradition on this show, championship games reign. And that's what we saw last night, a championship for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They defeat Nashville yesterday 2-0, a late goal. This thing was scoreless. This thing was brilliant hockey until a minute 35 remaining when Patrick Hornquist put the Penguins up 1-0. This thing had been an absolute shutdown throughout the entire game until a minute 35 to go. Matt Murray adds just a great night for the Penguins in this game. And just all around terrific for the Penguins. They get their fifth Stanley Cup in team history, in franchise history, and the third for Sidney Crosby. Here's what I don't understand. Here's something that I don't understand. And maybe I'm just not ear to the voice of the hockey fan. We've talked about LeBron. We've talked about Kobe. We talked about all of these supposedly next great. Why aren't we starting to talk about Sidney Crosby being the best hockey player of all time? Because it's ridiculous. That's the same reason. Okay, I'm not getting off on the LeBron rant. We'll talk about LeBron in a little bit. But again, congratulations to the Penguins. Sidney Crosby earning his third Conn Smythe in consecutive years. Third player to win the Conn Smythe in consecutive years. Joining former greats Mario Lemieux and Bernie Parent, both getting that honor. So congratulations to Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins, your 2017 Stanley Cup champions. A nice thing to celebrate in the Steel City as they get, again, another championship in a city that doesn't – I don't think that Pittsburgh gets nearly enough credit for all of the excellent teams that they have. We talk about New England. We talk about New York. We talk about, you know, all of these cities with quote-unquote championship histories. I don't think we talk nearly enough about Pittsburgh. The Steelers have had a shot seemingly every year. Recently, they have multiple titles. The Penguins, the Pirates. The Pirates haven't been big-time contenders, but, man, they can be right there. They have a shot to be right there come October. I think this Pittsburgh, the city, just has a tremendous history that doesn't get nearly enough credit. So again, congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins and Nashville. Man, what a ride, man. What a ride for the Nashville Predators. Just an incredible year, seemingly coming out of nowhere. No one thought, when you say hockey, no one thinks Nashville until now. And I think that completely changes the perspective of the hockey world. This Nashville team is legit, and they are very, very good. And we will see, we're going to see Pekka Subban in the next few years. We know we are going to see him multiple times in this Stanley Cup. You have to believe that this Nashville team has a lot ahead of them and a lot of potential to break free and get a couple of, maybe even, you know, several Stanley Cups. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg for the Nashville Predators. All right, we'll move now to the MLB and the Kansas City Royals. They headed out west this weekend to take on, to start with, the San Diego Padres. The final game of a three-game set after splitting the first two. San Diego takes game one on Friday night, then the Royals answer back huge in game two. A 9-run inning for the Royals in game two, on route to a 12-6 victory on Saturday. And I said Sunday morning, okay, does the Royals offense have the chance to come back and get two, or did they blow all of their offense on Saturday? Well, they answered that question. They answered it in the first inning. 4 runs in the first inning for the Kansas City Royals. A Mike Moustakas home run, a 3-run shot, was the capper of that first inning. Alex Gordon would add a home run in the fourth, and this thing was just all Kansas City Royals. The three mainstays for Kansas City all going yard in this game. Moustakas in the first, Gordon in the fourth, and Haas in the fifth. And this thing was just over quickly. A pair of home runs, actually, by Mike Moustakas. He had a terrific, terrific series with the Padres. Night off for the Royals tonight. They head into San Francisco coming up on Tuesday. We'll talk a lot more about that on tomorrow's show. Jake Junis with the victory yesterday. He goes to 2-0 on the season. 7 innings, 6 hits, allowed 3 earned runs, but struck out 6. All 3 of those earned runs coming via the long ball for the Padres. But the Royals get right a little bit. They get a couple of victories over the weekend. Now 28-34. And you look at these standings, man, and I know it's June. I'm aware that it's June, but we also have to be aware that it's only June. The Royals now 6 under .500, 5.5 back of first place in the AL Central. 5.5 back. They have a chance to make up a lot of ground and do it over. And I said this on Friday, they can get right against a couple of these teams, because winning series right now is going to be big, and getting this one against the Giants will be a big time start. Again, we'll talk more about tomorrow's game on tomorrow's show. Jason Vargas going to the mound for Kansas City in the rematch of that 2014 series, and I think we all remember that that 2014 World Series. So we'll talk a lot about that on tomorrow's show. But again, no game tonight for the Royals, but they get back at it on Tuesday. Elsewhere in MLB last night, did you see this home run by Aaron Judge? Aaron Judge is a beast. Let's just call it what it is. Aaron Judge is a beast. He crushes a home run yesterday against Baltimore. 496 feet. But let me repeat that. 496 feet. It is the longest home run that has been calculated since ESPN began tracking home runs in 2009. I think there were a couple before 2009 that went just a little bit farther than that. But 496, man, that is unbelievable. To steal a line from Johnny Gomes, that is unbelievable what Aaron Judge just did. And he gets his name all over. And Aaron Judge, man, I can't say enough. If he wasn't wearing pinstripes, I think he would be nationally loved. And I think he's still nationally loved. There's a lot to be tapped into with Aaron Judge. Only a rookie. Man, the kid's only a rookie. And he is. He is a kid. I just, I couldn't believe it. I'm going to post that video, post a link to the video. Just absolutely crushed that ball. 496 feet. All right, as we close out today's show, I want to take a look at what we have going on tonight. And, of course, that is Game 6. Game 5. I'm way ahead of myself here. Game 5 of the NBA Finals going on in Oracle Arena tonight. Oakland, California is where you can find this game. The Cavs taking on the Warriors tonight. Cleveland comes back in Game 4 on Friday and gets the 137-116 victory. A little bit of controversy in that one. Maybe some, whatever. But the Cavs do get the victory in Game 4. Again, a lot to be talked about in that Game 4. There was a lot of questionable officiating. Let's just call it that. Maybe the league offices said, no, four games just isn't going to get it done for us. Let's make it a fifth. Well, and they're going to do that tonight. And maybe Golden State prefers that. Maybe they are totally okay with wrapping it up on their home court. Getting it done in Game 5 would be very, very nice for Golden State. Again, an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight. ABC is where you can find Warriors and Cavs. As big as Kevin Durant has been in this series, he needs to be as big tonight. We see that matchup, and I think it still favors the Warriors. KD against whoever Cleveland can find to put up against him. I think, and we say this each and every night, Steph Curry is going to be Steph Curry. Steph Curry is going to get his. Klay Thompson is going to get his. Kevin Durant needs to get his. Kevin Durant needs to get, if Kevin Durant, he's averaging right now 25 points per game. If he hits 20 tonight, they're on their way. We are crowning a champion. And I saw this in my little Facebook year ago things. A year ago today, a year ago yesterday, the Stanley Cup was clinched. Okay, fantastic. Well, a year ago today, the NBA Finals were clinched. Can history repeat themselves? Can the Golden State Warriors end this series and get the championship back to Oakland? We'll find out tonight. Again, 8 o'clock ABC is where you can find that game. The Cavs and the Warriors, remember, Golden State leading that series 3-1. They get the victory tonight, and it is over. All right, that is all I have for today. Kind of a busy weekend, a lot going on this weekend. We have a lot more to talk about on tomorrow's show. We will break down the entire NBA Finals. We may be talking about a new NBA champion. And, of course, we will preview the Royals contest as they start a 3-gamer with the San Francisco Giants on tomorrow's show. Remember to come back on Wednesday as we will be sitting down with WIBW's Jonathan Deutsch for our weekly chat with him. We will be doing that all throughout the summer. Every Wednesday, we'll have Jonathan Deutsch in studio to talk a little bit of sports. Of course, we'll have plenty to talk about with both the NBA and NHL finals. So do join me on Wednesday as we welcome in WIBW's Jonathan Deutsch. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.